Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today, we come to the close of our series of studies on Paul's epistles to the Philippians, and we're going to refer to chapter 4. In this series, if you've been following it, you will recognize it, and if you have not, then we will explain. In chapter 1, we have the gospel mind. In chapter 2, we have the humble mind. In chapter 3, we have the devoted mind, and in chapter 4, we have the tranquil mind. The Apostle Paul was incarcerated in prison in Rome. Everything should have disturbed his mind, but it didn't. He was fully committed to God, and he speaks much of the mind and of the triumphs of the mind. Yes, he was confined physically, but not mentally. Certainly, this should be a great encouragement to those who can no longer serve the Lord physically as they would like to. The mind is still active. How wonderful. Now, I'm going to read the theme verse of this fourth chapter of Philippians. It's found in verse 7. We'll read verse 5, however. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We're so concerned with our heart these days. We ought to take a little thought of our minds, that we might have the tranquil mind, and he shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, in this fourth chapter of the Philippian epistle, we have a number of things that will disturb that tranquility. We're going to notice them. This is the chapter of the tranquil mind, and if everything is committed to God, we will have the tranquil mind. We read in verse 1, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, long for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. Now this is one thing that will disturb the tranquil mind, not to be of the same mind in the Lord. These are female names. Euodias and Syntyche are female names, and they had a disagreement. I've heard some ridiculous and facetious explanations of their troubles. But I think that the text will reveal that their troubles were they could not agree on how to carry out the work of the Lord. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other laborers whose names are in the book of life. They needed to come to one mind. Somebody had to give ground. And it was very evident that they did not need to surrender their thoughts upon it. They just had to be agreeable. I had a brother come to me once, a very dear friend of mine. He says, Ken, I've made a wonderful discovery. And I says, well, what is that, Carol? He says, I have discovered that my wife and I don't have to agree on everything, but we do need to be agreeable. And certainly that is true of these sisters. Now, this will disturb the tranquil mind. These ladies got their names in the Bible because they had a quarrel over the way that God's work should be carried on. We need to respect the opinions of others and give some ground occasionally. Then we have the committed mind. Verse 4, we read, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. And then we've read verses 5, 6, and 7. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Be full, careful for nothing, or be full of care over nothing, but in everything, and I want you to notice this, please, in everything, nothing too small, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests may have been known unto God. Tell God about it. Euodias and Syntyche probably didn't pray. Let your requests be made known unto God and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This is the tranquil mind, the committed mind. The conciliated mind, verse 3, Iodius and Seneca needed to be conciliated. Here is the committed mind. There is so much to be said about committing our troubles, telling the Lord about our troubles. There has been a statement made in the mental circles, the therapeutic value of a mental catharsis. That's certainly a handful of words. It means simply telling the Lord all about it. The relief of mind that can come. Now, when you consult a psychiatrist, he may be able to solve your problems, and he may not. He may be able to indeed teach you how to cope with circumstances, but he can't change the circumstances. God, to whom we commit everything, or should commit everything, can change the circumstances. And we are to commit ourselves, our troubles, our needs, our requests, our need to be committed to God. Be full of care over nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Have the faith that he will answer your prayer, and thank him before you even get the answer. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This is better than the psychiatrist's couch. Just to let the Lord know all about it, to get that relief of just taking it to the Lord. In my own personal experience, I've had things that perplexed me. I've had tasks that seem monumental. And I had to get into the presence of the Lord and pray about it. And I mean pray. And when I got off my knees, there was a peace that filled my heart. And I said to myself, why didn't you do this before? And certainly we as Christians need to come and have the committed mind and then receive the tranquil mind by just simply telling the Lord all about it. Then in verse 8 of this chapter, we have the concentrated mind. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, of good report rather, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Now this is the concentrated mind. Paul says, think on these things. We need a little mental ethics in our Christian experience. Think on the things that are noble, true, righteous, lovely. As a matter of fact, I think these things that we're to think upon describe the characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ. Think on Christ. All of these things are true in him. And when we think about these things, Paul says, and this is very touching to me, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. The God of peace was with Paul while he was in prison. Now he says, you think about these things. Don't let the circumstances of life get you down. Think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Now in verse 7 we have the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here it's the God of peace. And there you receive the peace of God through committing. Here you receive the God of peace through doing. That's what Paul says. Those things which ye have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. In the sequel, and the God of peace shall be with you. And then we go on into something else that will disturb, and I might mention here in connection with these things about which we're to think. The trouble of it is, if we don't think on these things, and if we are preoccupied with the things that are less elevating, we won't have the tranquil mind. Now he goes on in verse 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care for me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. The Philippians wanted to send the Apostle Paul a love gift, but they had no way of delivering it to him. And Paul says, I'm glad at last that you've been able to have this pleasure. He mentions this later in the chapter. We probably will not have time to read it at all. And then he says, not that I speak in respect of want, even though your gift didn't reach me, I'm not speaking in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abound everywhere, and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Now, the Apostle Paul here is saying, and I like this, he says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned. This didn't come natural to Paul. He had to learn it. And that encourages me. Paul was such a mental, moral, and spiritual giant that you wouldn't think he'd have to learn anything. But he says, not that I speak in respect of want, but I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Now, the therewith, if you have the Authorized Version, you'll notice in italics. It was supplied by the translators. It's not in the original. It should be read, in whatsoever state I am, to be content. Not with the circumstances, but with the fact that it is God's will that you be in the circumstances, and that He can change the circumstances if He deigns to do so. Now, we don't need to reconcile ourselves to circumstances. The Lord Jesus didn't reconcile Himself to the circumstances of the cross. We're told in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, that He despised the shame. He despised the shame of the cross. He didn't reconcile. He didn't make Himself like it. He despised the shame connected with that cross, but He was willing to bear that cross for you and for me when He died for our sins, so that when we trusted Him, we could be saved. And then lastly, we have the confident mind in verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. This is the confident mind. Now, when we rely on our own strength, we will not have the tranquil mind. We're not up to it. We cannot control circumstances. We cannot solve our own problems. But the Apostle Paul says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. This is the confident mind, and it will contribute to the tranquil mind. Our Father today, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that we might, with Paul, have the tranquil mind because we commit all things to God. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.